This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Al McBean going in five. Al McBean, it's been said about you that you have the instinct that tells you the kind of pitch to throw to a hitter. Now, the usual thing, of course, that a pitcher does is he has a book on a batter, but do you actually go by instinct?
Well, it's like this. Three-quarters of my pitches are mostly fastballs, you see. And I would look at a guy today, and I would see how he hit. Now, I'm not scientific. I'm not smart enough to evaluate this guy as much as I should. So I would sit down with certain guys who have been up here a long time, and we would ask different. I would ask different questions, and I would think about what they tell me. Now, if they say throw this guy a curveball in a certain situation, I'm not gonna just say, okay, I'm gonna throw him a curveball. I'm gonna wait until I feel myself that I'm right, you know, to do this thing, which means I would go around again and ask somebody else. You see, I wouldn't take one person's opinion on this thing, you see. And as far as instinct is concerned, I don't think, well, I, like you say, I have natural ability, and I just go out and use it. My natural pitch is a fastball, so I use it most of the time, 90%.
Well, it was Bill Burwell, who used to be the pitching coach here with Pittsburgh, and he calls you a natural pitcher. And he once said about you, he said that Al requires very little coaching. He seems to know by instinct what to throw to a hitter. Now, Al, let's take any day once the season has started, and you're not pitching that day, but you're in the dugout. Do you try to study, do you try to observe hitters and other clubs to see how best to pitch to them in the future?
Yes, like as I said before, I try to, like guys like Mays and Cepeda, they're power hitters. And I take my pattern off Bob Friend, see? Friend throws lots of fastballs, and he throws a sinker too, see? So I look at him, and I figured if he could get these guys out with this the pitch that he's throwing, then I could do the same thing, because my balls are sinking more than his are, you see? So I compare myself with him all
except
the time.
You're built differently.
And I'm built differently too, see?
Well, how could you pattern yourself?
Well, I figured, see, Bob Friend has almost the same delivery that I do. Only thing is he has more motion, whereas I'm just right through, see? But I look at Bob, and he throws a fastball, low and inside on right-handed hitters, low and away on left-handed hitters. Now, I could do both. So I just go by what he does, you see? Mm-hmm. Now, his curveball is better than mine. So when I threw my curveball so hard that it's a quick-breaking curveball, whereas it's not a big arch like Bob's, you see? So that's about the only difference in our pitching. And he throws a slider, too, and he has a slick pitch. He has a good changeup. I mean, those are the pitches that I haven't mastered as yet. But I just throw my natural stuff, fastball, low and inside and right-handed hitters, and low and away and left-handed hitters.
Well, this has been quite a year for you, Al McBean. Last year, you were a newcomer in the major leagues, and you won 15 games, which, of course, is quite a bit. Also, something new has happened. You're also married. And here we are in 1963 with a whole new season coming up with more responsibilities on your shoulders. Is there anything special that you hope you can accomplish during the 1963 season? You won 15 last year. Your earned run average was 3.69. What, if you could, would you like to enjoy in 1963?
Well, a 20-game season.
Well, that's simple enough. That brings me to...
That would be what I would really want, you know, because, I mean, it means more money. Because when you get a wife, you know, something's coming later. You don't know when, but it's coming anyway, you know.
Yeah, well, you're a fellow. You have plenty of ambition, wife or no. You're going to try to win those 20.
Sure, I'm going to try. I always try to do my best. You see, I'll tell you a little example right now. I didn't play winter ball, and the owner of the club came to my home in the Virgin Islands. And he wanted me to play for him. He says, I don't mind if you give me 30%. He says, I know that's going to be enough. But I told him, I says, I can't do it because inwardly I'm going to feel bad because I want to give 100%. I feel if I play winter ball, I'm going to kill myself too much. I figured, last year I played winter ball. In 60, 61, I played winter ball. And I still won 15 games in 62. So I figured if I don't play winter ball in 62, I might win 2063. You see, that's why I had this whole thing set up. That's why I stayed home. I said, well, I'm going to be at home. I'm going to need money, so I better get a job. And I knew to myself that these kids at home could use an instructor, see?
Which kids are these?
Well, these kids in the Virgin Islands. And I wrote to the governor and I told him I would like a job, you know, over the winter. In, you know, with the recreation department. He accepted and I went over there and I tried my best with the materials that I had to work with, because actually there were so many things that were needed that we didn't have, you see? And I would like, I mean, whoever is in charge now, well, the chief of recreation, he resigned before I came into the stage. And whoever the new chief is, I would like him to go all out for the kids, you know? I mean, as far as the baseball facilities are concerned, as far as the park is concerned, have it taken care of better than it is right now, and actually give the kids something similar to that which they would see in the States, you see? Because we are way behind at home. I tell you the truth, we are way behind at home. We have practices, and then you have you don't have a batting cage. You lose balls. If I have six balls to practice with for batting practice, and four balls go outside, I can't get them again because the kids outside are gonna take them. Now, if I had a batting cage, I could have batting practice, and it would be something right there all the time. You know, the balls are fouled off, and I could pick them up and use them again.
Al McBean, there are three fellows in the Virgin Islands in the major leagues this year. You here with Pittsburgh, Elmo Plaskett, also with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Joe Christopher on the New York Mets. Now, the youngsters that you've been trying to help on the Virgin Islands, when I say help them in athletics and work with them, are there any possibly who may be future major leaguers also representing the Virgin Islands, like you and Elmo and Joe?
Well, I have seen quite a few of the guys that are playing right now in the league that is home. And mostly I've seen pitchers, you know, I've seen good prospecting pitchers. They need what we call that here, the fundamentals of the game, you see. That's what they need at home. And with that and their natural ability, you know, they could become good ball players.
How would you describe Warren Spahn?
Well, I call him Sparney because that's what I usually call him anyway. Well, he's as far as gentleman is concerned, he's a very nice fellow. And
As a pitcher,
well, I think he's the greatest left-hander there is.
Can you learn anything from Sparney?
Well, I can, yeah. You know, Sparney's a guy, he gets in trouble. Like, he has man on base, and he has a hard hitter coming up. And he's a guy who takes his time. And you can see tense concentration in every pitch, you see. He doesn't just go up there and throw the ball because you have to throw it, you know. He concentrates on what he's doing, and he gets the ball right where he wants it.
You're on the pitcher's mound. The batter is Tommy Davis. What runs through your mind?
Well, I've been asked that at home before. And I don't have too much trouble with Tommy Davis.
Well, all right.
Reason.
Willie Davis is...
Willie Davis is the same thing.
Willie Mays.
Not too much trouble. I mean, of course, he's a guy that... He'll hurt you in so many different ways, you know. I may put him on base, and then he may steal a third base, and then when I look around, he's home.
How about Hank Aaron?
Well, we're about even, I would say. He hits me good sometimes, and I get him out, you know.
Well, then...
But there's only one guy in the league, actually, that gives me trouble all the time. That's Jerry Lynch. I just can't get
Cincinnati.
Him out. I can't get him out.
Well, Al McBean, let me ask you this. You have no difficulty with Tommy Davis. You have no difficulty with Willie Davis, except he runs pretty good. You have no difficulty with Hank Aaron, not really. How come you won only 15 games?
Well, it's those what we call the rinky-dink hitters that beat me all the time. Guys like this guy who played for the Mets, Richie Ashburn. No, a little guy like him, you know. You would figure, well, I would figure to myself, well, oh, hell, I could blow a ball by that guy. But when I look around, he's getting a base hit.
You mean you got suckered into it with Richie Ashburn, who led the National League in batting?
Guys like that. I mean, now in this age now, I mean, he's getting old and all that kind of stuff. So I figure, well, I could get by that guy. You know, he looks so small and as if he can't do too much harm to you, you know.
I got good news for you, Al.
Mess you up, you know.
Al, I have good news for you. Richie Ashburn is not playing this year. So now you better win those 20 games.
That might help a little. Not too much. Because there are other guys coming up now, too. Like a guy for, like Matt Jones now. Matt Jones, he struck out 100 times last year. I couldn't get him out. He struck out 100 times last year, and I didn't get one of those strikeouts.
Are you becoming a better pitcher as time goes on?
Well, I think so. By experience, you know, before I was a strong pitcher. I exerted lots of energy, and I was what you call a forceful pitcher. Now I'm getting beginning to learn the techniques of pitching, you see, which is going to help a lot.
Well, I'm sure it will, and not only on the Virgin Islands, Al McBean, but also here in the United States, where you have many followers. We all wish you the very best of good luck. 1963 and the years ahead. The name, Al McBean, occupation pitcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates, reporting for station WSTA, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands.